One of my favorite quotes comes from Mother Teresa, who says, "If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to one another." As we have been working our way through the book of Galatians this month, this has been an ongoing theme that Paul has been trying to hit home to the churches in Galatia, that we belong to one another. And now in chapter 6, the final chapter in the book, he sums up all of his ideas into what he calls the new law of Christ. Listen to Paul's final words to the people of Galatia in chapter 6, verses 1 through 10 and 16. "My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap the corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy upon the Israel of God. Those who sow the law of Christ reap peace." Paul has defined the law of Christ throughout the book of Galatians, but it can be summed up into this one paradox. The freedom from sin that we receive with the grace of Christ comes at the cost of living for others and not for ourselves. We are to bear one another's burdens, to care for others and to think of their needs over our own. In our freedom, we are to become slaves to one another. Paul also encourages the Galatians in his final word to them, telling them, "Do not grow weary, for what they sow they will reap. Even as they work hard, their hard labor will result in the reaping of what they have sown." And the ultimate reaping is the peace of the Spirit, the peace that passes all understanding, peace in their hearts and peace in the world, peace in our hearts and peace in our world. This is encouragement for us even today. The life of faith is a long journey, a lifetime, and if we are to live by the law of Christ, as described by Paul, we mustn't grow weary. What sustains us for the journey is looking out for others. It is caring for one another. As we have explored throughout the book of Galatians, this is the new law of Christ that surpasses the law of Moses. And in the law of Christ, when we sow the spiritual principles, we reap peace as a result. There is a Chinese proverb that says, "If there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. If there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world." I think this is the essence of what Paul is trying to describe in his final words to the churches in Galatia. He wants them to understand that freedom in Christ brings righteousness in your heart. These are the fruits of the Spirit that we explored last week. and that righteousness leads to a change in character. And through each individual's change, we have the power to bring peace to the world, one heart at a time. The gospel scripture gives us a clear example of how to live out the law of Christ when Jesus sends out 70 appointed disciples. In this scripture from Luke, we see Jesus command those commissioned to bring peace to the houses they visit, to eat with the inhabitants, and to heal others in his name. In doing so, they will begin to bring harmony to the homes that they visit, and peace to those who will listen to the message. Hear the word in Luke 10, verses 1 through 11 and 16 through 20. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandal. Greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter first, say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move from house to house. Wherever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us.' And he said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" There are a few key messages here in the scripture. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. There is great peace to be had, and it is available to all. But those who will work for peace are still few and far between. Those who choose to be laborers for God's harvest will be protected. And what Jesus tells the apostles to do is to greet others with the peace of Christ, to enter houses and eat together, and to share their stories with one another. I also think that it is interesting that Jesus gives the disciples a word for the communities that do not welcome them in their midst. And still he commands them to tell the others that the kingdom of God has come near, even if they aren't listening. Still, there is the message of peace that is available. The choice to follow is theirs. I wonder what it would mean for us to be sent out, like the 70 disciples, to spread peace, to journey out into the country, to be sent as God's disciples out to meet people at their houses with gentle words, "Peace be to this house. The kingdom of God has come near to you." It makes me think about what it means today to bring the peace of God to others. What would it mean to bring peace to the house of a single mom who struggles with a minimum wage job? Does peace look like a night of free babysitting or a casserole so she doesn't have to cook? And what would bring peace to the house of an elderly person who is struggling on a limited income? Would that mean sharing a meal together and sitting in meaningful conversation? And what would peace upon this house look like to a dual income household where both parents work and they seem to have everything they could want except some extra time to rest and relax? What does peace mean for them? What does peace to your house mean to a homeless person or to a war-torn country? What would peace mean there? The more I ponder these examples, the more I think that sowing peace is less about evangelizing or proselytizing, and the more I think it is about inviting others into a relationship of deep communion. When I think of being yoked to one another in service, I cannot think of a more basic need to fulfill than the need to feed one another. And so I look at the communion table that we are about to gather around as a people of faith together, and I am reminded that the scripture from Luke does not say that Jesus told his disciples to go judge and convert people. No, the scripture says that he told them to bring a greeting of peace and to sit down and eat with them and to heal them along the way. He told them to proclaim that the kingdom of God had drawn near. And I think that perhaps what we are called to do as we strive to live into the law of Christ is to create open tables where we can experience deep communion together with one another. I think we are called to share our journeys of faith with each other and to eat with others and to help heal them along the way. We are called to sow peace through moments where we share the joy of our own journey. And as we sow, so we will reap peace for ourselves and our world. On this weekend, when we take time to celebrate the freedom of our country, let us also take some time to reflect on the true freedom that we believe in as well, the freedom of Christ, which calls us to be free from sin, but yoked to one another in loving service. Let us be reminded that we reap what we sow, and that we shall not grow weary in the harvesting of God's peace in the world. And if we do not find peace on our journey, then perhaps it is because we have forgotten that we belong to one another. Our true freedom means that we will always care for and serve one another, striving to be in the deep and lasting communion that brings peace to each and every soul. May it be so. Amen.